This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Towards the pole, gone! Kyle Higashioka walks it off! Padres win it 4-3!
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Yes, that was a Padres highlight, but it's for a Rangers reason, and we discuss it with Mike Bacsik in Baseball Nuggets.
The Rangers get a catcher, and they like this catcher based off of the contract given. Kyle Higashioka. Am I saying that right?
Higashioka.
Okay. Obviously, it's a long last name.
I feel like that's going to be important for you,
Mike. I feel like it is, too. I feel like I have time to get it, though. And this is the tough part about my job. Am I following backup catchers for most teams? I am not. So this guy was a backup catcher in New York for a while with the Yankees. It took him a while to get to the major leagues, by the way. So he was a, I believe, a high school pick. But it took him a while to get there. He gets there. Last year, he's the backup catcher for San Diego, but because their young catcher, sorry, I'm forgetting his name right now, Luis Campisano, I might be saying that wrong.
Sounds good.
He had a horrible year. Okay. So San Diego's scared to death that they're like, this dude who we thought was going to be good isn't good. And then we have this, they honestly have maybe the next Pudge Rodriguez, they feel like, in San Diego's system, but he's only like 18 years old, and they don't think he's ready for the majors in 2025. But getting back to this guy, the Rangers guarantee a two-year $13.5 million contract, 5.75 this upcoming season, 6.75 the next year. There is a $1 million buyout on a 2027 option valued at $7 million. So there's a possibility you signed a catcher who's going to turn 35 to a three-year contract. 2 years guaranteed, you can buy him out of the last year at $1 million if it's not working out.
Well, I'm sorry, real quick. Do you mind helping me out? Did they, the last time I knew, they wouldn't, they wanted Carson Kelly to split time.
Right.
Did they just say we don't want that, or was he out of their price
range? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. He hasn't signed yet. Yeah, other catchers have signed. He's one of only two catchers left on the marketplace. So the marketplace in, it's interesting. Smaller moves are being made that I'm not going to report, because let's be honest, most people don't care about backup catcher signing unless they're signing with your team. But this money suggests to me that this is way more of a 50-50 situation than a backup catcher situation.
Yes.
Last year, I think the Rangers ran into a major issue. They tried to, very cheaply, but they tried to use Andrew Kisner as a major backup catcher and go, we're going to do it as cheap as possible. And it bit them in the butt.
Yeah.
Right? It hurt them. Why? Because Jonah Heim was not nearly as good as he was in 2023. In fact, he didn't come close to his 2023 standards. So when they needed somebody to step in and be, one, a good defensive catcher, which Kisner struggled with, and then two, be an offensive weapon at times because Jonah was giving you nothing offensively for stretches at times, Kisner couldn't do it, so they had to trade for Carson Kelly to see if they could make an August-September run, which they didn't. Carson Kelly was okay here, but didn't do anything to be like, we have to have him back.
Yeah, exactly.
But this contract, to me, suggests Jonah Heim and Higashioka.
Higashioka.
Yeah, it's going to take me a while to get this.
I think they're all taking bets in the other room as whether or not you're going to get it right.
I'll get it right by March 28th.
I got 50 on you, Mike. Come on.
Alec believes in you.
Higashioka.
There you go.
Is probably going to catch close to 50% of the time. In fact, I think there will be a competition on who the everyday, if there is an everyday catcher, it is not given to Jonah Heim at all. It will have to be earned. And I don't think it'll be earned in spring training. This will be earned over the month of April and into probably mid-May.
Okay.
I think they are going to split time for the first 6 weeks of the season. And then after 6 weeks, does somebody stand out? Let's be honest. The hope is yes. Because if nobody's standing out, and I guess you could hope they're both doing awesome, but realistically, when you look at the numbers here, you're looking at a guy who hit 220 last year with a 739 OPS, which is one of his best OPSs of his career, especially like I just can't count 2020. That's a fake year. You only played 60 games and he only played 16 of the 60 games. So I'm not counting that when it comes to batting average and OPS. Last year, he played in 84 games. I expect him for the Texas Rangers to play in at least 70 games if he's healthy next year.
Really? Okay.
That's where I think they're at with Jonah Heim. Now, I hope it changes. I hope Jonah gets back to 2023. 17 homers, only 54 hits overall. So 17 homers is quite a bit from a backup catching situation, only playing half of a season. Because if you were to put him as an everyday outfielder, you'd be like, well, he's going to hit close to 30 home runs. The issue is he's a 220 hitter and his on-base percentage was at 263. He's not going to draw walks. Obviously, he's a catcher. Most catchers can't run. He can't run. So I look at this and go, this is where, like if somebody said, Mike, you should be a front office guy or whatever. There's such a learning curve because I have to not only know all the starting catchers, I have to know all the backup catchers, I have to know all the AAA catchers. Then you have to know all the kind of prospect catchers in baseball, and that's just one position.
Do you have to know them all, or do you trust your scouts? You trust your guys?
I don't want to trust, if I'm giving a dude $15 million on a two-year deal and maybe $22 million on a three-year deal, I need to have a strong opinion about this guy.
All right, but if Chris Young hired you,
right,
is he going to trust you?
I think he'll trust me, but he won't just blindly go with whatever I...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
he's going to go watch what he wants.
If I say, hey, go sign this relief pitcher from Washington on a 3-year, $24 million contract, he's going to be like, if you haven't really heard of the guy, I'm going to go start watching as much as I can
on the guy. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going
to be like, do I agree or disagree with his opinion?
Gotcha.
So I would have to watch Kyle Hashigawa. Hagashioka. Hagashioka.
There you go.
I'd have to watch him play quite a bit. It's a last name. You know, there used to not be last names, which was
Adam and Eve. Yeah. Oh,
well, Jesus of Nazareth. Like, there was no last name.
Of Nazareth. That's his last name.
No, that's where he's from.
What was his middle name is of?
You would just say Corey of Dallas.
Okay.
Or Corey of Brian Adams, but then that's a dude who has a last name. And then that would think Brian Adams would be like, wait, your dad's Brian Adams?
Do you know, so Eric the Red had a son, and his son's name was Leaf. But his son's...
Are these
his,
real people or his is this la- a yes, show?
His last name was Erickson. Leaf Erickson. He was Eric the Red's son, Erickson. That's how he got his last name.
Okay.
Look it up.
Well, it'll be interesting for the Texas Rangers as they got a position filled. I don't know much about him. I can only give you stats. I can only give you what he's done in his career. He made the major leagues at 27 years old in 2017. He's been a backup his whole career. And at the end of last year, San Diego decided to make him an everyday catcher. I don't think he's coming here to be an everyday catcher. But as an everyday catcher in the month of September, these are only numbers. As an everyday catcher in the month of September, he hit 174 with a 491 OPS.
Gross.
So I go to August, where he was pretty much the everyday catcher for the first time in his life. He hit 231 with an 800 OPS. That's much better, right? But September, he struggled. In the playoffs, he did pretty well in the playoffs. He hit 263 with a 1062 OPS.
Not bad.
That being said, it was seven games.
Yeah.
You can always manipulate. Hey, in the last seven games, Leody Taveras has a over one OPS. And then you go to the next seven games and go, like, he has a 0.2 OPS. Like, sometimes seven games, that's why playoff numbers, especially in baseball, they're very tough because you play 162 games and then you play a seven-game stretch and you say, this is who this guy
is. That's the defining factor.
Over seven games. But he did have a really nice playoffs. The Rangers must like him a lot, my opinion, to give this contract. They see him as a guy who could be the everyday catcher in the future. Because I need to look at Jonah Heim.
At 34?
They gave him a 3-year contract.
Every day?
Jonah Heim, is this his last year?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too. So I think he's a free agent after 25.
Okay.
Which if you're on a budget... It would be tough to be like, now we're going to also give Jonah Heim, let's say, $8 million a year.
Yeah, he's only got 1 year, $5 million right now. Yeah.
So so I'm projecting out that somebody would probably give a guy like Jonah Heim, a switch-hitting catcher, who's a pretty good defensive catcher, would probably give him like a 2-year, $16 or $17 million deal.
And you don't know that there's anybody. I know you have some idea, but you don't know that there's anybody in the system that's coming up that's going to be
gonna
the future.
I'm
going to
be honest. I don't think the Rangers have catching prospects at all in AA or AAA.
No.
Now, obviously, they just drafted a first-round pick from Stanford.
Yes.
But he is 2 to 4 years away from possibly being a major league player.
Man.
So, like, you're looking at, if everything worked out perfectly, you have a great year from both of your catchers. Hisagawa, I probably said it wrong, but he's your catcher up until your first-round pick from Stanford is ready.
Gotcha.
Now, I could be wrong. Hey, man, if you're with the Rangers, text me if you think that they got a dude in AA or AAA who's going to be like an everyday catcher. Who's
I know more
be
about their pitching prospects than I do anything else at the moment, for sure.
Yeah. But and then also Dave Raymond just said, just call him Higgy. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you, Higgy. Yeah, that's a long last
name. You know what,
Dave? I'll figure it out. I'll get it right. By
Dave,
the time we get to spring training and stuff like that, I'll get Higgy's name right.
That's a good partner that Dave Raymond is for you. Like, here I was, like, trying to bury you even more, and he's sitting there trying to prop you up and give you tools. That's good. That's nice.
So the Rangers are moving and shaking. There's articles out there that talk about how much money they have. Supposedly, they had approximately, before yesterday, $53 million to spend. They have spent now approximately $6 million of that, if that makes sense. To stay under the tax that they need to stay under, they now have approximately $47 million left. If I look at it this way, if I want to keep Nathan Eovaldi at $22 million a year, I think that's going to be around his number. So I take that 47, let's say, minus 22, I'm at $25 million. I have $25 million left. If it cost me about $12 million, and I might be low on that number, to bring Kirby Yates back, I'm down to $12 to $13 million left, and I need to still fill two bullpen roles.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So that's where it starts getting a little bit scary on the budget that you have.
That is great stuff, Mike, and I'll ask, maybe we can talk about Sam Huff. They just don't look at him as a future catcher, right? With Sam Huff, that's kind of a...
I'm 99% sure. Now, look, I need to look and see if he's...
He's got 1 year left at $500,000.
He's still on the 40-man roster?
2025. Like, sure, yeah, I don't know about the 40. He's got a contract. His status is estimate.
I need to look up
estimate.
More of Sam Huff and okay. see like if they took him off the 40-man. I know there's 39 out of 40 guys are on. There's only one spot available on the 40-man roster. So let's say you sign Eovaldi and Yates, and I know we need to get to break. Yeah. But then you have to start looking at who do we release off of the 40-man roster and make available for if it were to come quickly. Next week is the Rule 5 draft, which is a whole other thing that I don't want to explain right now. It takes too much time. So
okay, so until then, we have Haim and Higashioka.